Welcome to the Gate Crashers podcast, where we storm the gates of publishing and dare to talk about the realities of the industry. I'm your ivory tower representative, Amanda Liedeke, literary agent and vice president at McGregor and Liedeke.
And I'm your self-publishing insider, Carice Crowe, novelist and speaker.
There is a great story of how I first met one of my authors, Kelly. I was heading to a writer's conference in California. Plane lands, I get off the plane, and I don't even know if I can tell the story without laughing. There is like WWE stuff everywhere.
Like, oh no. You
know, like huge banners, like from floor to ceiling in the airport, fans standing around. And apparently it was WrestleMania weekend, and WrestleMania was happening right there in San Jose.
Oh my goodness.
And so I was flying in at the time that a bunch of wrestlers were flying in, right?
And if you don't know, Amanda is not, you know, a huge Harry Potter nerd or WWE. That's her fandom, man.
That's my
It's not Star Wars, pleasure. It's not Star Trek, it's WWE.
Yes. And this was at a time where I was not watching it. So I was not familiar with very many people, but I saw some faces that I recognized from my childhood. Cause you know, those guys like wrestle for like 30 years.
Right.
So I saw some faces on the banners that I recognized, but I was just like, what? Like 10-year-old me was like getting super excited, like
Right. So
excited. So I was walking and at these conferences, they usually send someone to get the faculty and sometimes also to pick up the attendees because the airport is so far away from the conference center.
Right.
So I was going to the spot to meet up with my ride, and there were some, you know, attendees there. And I think I was the only faculty member there. And I saw this guy who, like, his hair was like in a ponytail and he had black sunglasses on in the airport and like monstrous dude. I had no idea who he was. All I knew is that he was a wrestler. So I was like, I want to get a picture with him. I need to get a picture with him. And this woman was like, do you want a picture? I'll take it. I'll take the picture for you. Okay. And she even like kind of like pulled him over and was like, hey, she wants a picture with you. Can you? So I got my picture with this wrestler who I didn't know his name at the time.
Nice.
I was just excited. And right. I was like, you know, you know, talking about wrestling, like all the way back to I was talking about wrestling then all the way to the conference center. And she, the girl who took the picture, was just like, yeah. Come to find out later, she was, yes, an attendee who, like, I was one of her people that she wanted to meet. So she went to this conference 100% focused on meeting me and pitching her book. And so that's how we met. She was the person who took a picture of me while I got to meet this wrestler that I didn't know. Come to find out later, yeah, his name was Damian Sandow, and he's not with WWE anymore. But that's beside the point. So that is our like origin story, where now there's this picture that pops up in my Facebook feed. And every time I see it, of course, I'm like, yay, that's when I met the wrestler. But it's also when I met Kelly. And that's how we hit it off. We had this moment where we connected, and it was about something that had nothing to do with her book idea or her marketability or her platform. It was just all about, let's help Amanda meet this.
Right. This that entire wrestler. Drive over there. I mean, she could have hijacked the conversation.
She could have.
Like, you were captive audience at that point. You
know? Oh, yeah.
Like, you could have been stuck with this book idea that you did not want to hear about more than for 5 minutes. And there you are on, what, like a 45-minute, one-hour drive. And, okay, this is what we're doing, I guess. And that's not what happened.
Exactly. She didn't say anything. I didn't even know that she wanted to pitch me until, you know, a day or two later when she sat down in front of me for an appointment.
That's how you do it, man.
And I was like,
man, Kelly! That's how you do it.
You know, like,
right.
Yes. And so we've been working together ever since. I mean, and we have a great relationship. So that's how you do it. But I also realize that most people don't have an opportunity to take a photo of an agent with a wrestler.
No, but at the same time, there's always an opportunity at a conference to treat an agent like they're just another person. you know, just extending that same kindness that you would extend to a friend. Like, don't pitch the agent when they're in the bathroom, even if you were just sitting across the table from them. Like, or when you do sit down with them, offer like, hey, you've probably been here a while. Do you need any coffee? Do you need any tea? Do you want to go grab a snack while we're here? Because sometimes you guys are there for hours.
Yeah.
And like, you don't get a bathroom break. There's no snack break.
Yeah.
And so that kind of behavior coupled with like, because a lot of times you guys end up sitting with us at lunches too. And you're encouraged like, all right, but don't sit with your other agent friends. I don't want three agents at a table. Y'all need to spread out and mingle. But then not taking over the conversation at the lunch table either. And not making it about you and just engaging them. How are things going? Oh, it's going good. You know, my wife just got her master's. Oh, that's so great. What'd she get at it? Whatever it is. And just engaging with them outside of that book interest. Because if you end up working with an agent, it's not like when you work with your clients, you know them and you know their books and you know who they want to publish with. And that's all you know about them. No, like, you hear about their personal lives and their kids and their spouses and their extended family. Like, you are involved with them. Yeah. So showing that interest and showing that you have that capacity to be a fully fledged person around them is only going to help you.
Right, right. Is every text from this person going to be super business? You know,
do something for me. What have you done for me lately, Amanda?
Oh,
what
goodness.
Have you done for me lately, Amanda?
We dread those kinds of author relationships where it is like that. It's like, so what have you done for me lately? What are you doing? What are you working on for me? But I put together five tips, and goodness, like that first one, strike up normal conversation, is so true. As you were just sharing, just be a normal person, strike up normal conversation, just as you would with someone at your workplace or someone that you just meet at the park or whatever, you know, just make that connection
right
outside of the whole book thing. Just make that regular connection first. And then eventually the agent is going to ask about what you write. It's going to come up. I promise.
Oh yeah.
So wait for that opening. Another tip, this is a little known fact. Most agents, especially if a conference is taking place at like a hotel, they will hang in the bar area of the hotel, like after the events, you know,
dirty, dirty bar fly.
You know, it's a place to socialize. It's a place to like, we go there to, because we say, hey, so-and-so editors are going to be there. So-and-so authors are going to be there. And like, so that's just kind of where we congregate. And it's also a place, so like it's out in the open so people can join. And it's just it's for social time. So that is another tip. Go there, be there, be in the space where the food is, where the drinks are. That's where you're going to have chances to interact with agents if you're at like a conference.
I think the last time I went to a very large, very well-known Christian writers conference. And when it came time to decide, all right, how am I going to pay for this super expensive conference? And I looked down the list of classes and it was like, they were either so similar to something I'd already taken, either there or somewhere else, or absolutely not at all related to what I wanted to do. So I've always wanted to write fantasy or YA or science fiction, something in that weird realm. And there were a lot of like classes dedicated to like devotionals, which I couldn't have less interest in doing. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, why would I pay for the conference if I could just stay at the hotel at the hotel's regular rate, not the conference rate? And then I'll just hang out in the bar area with my friends.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody's going to be anyway. And that worked out great. I didn't want to spend like $2,000, $2,500 for content that wasn't going to benefit me. But there were industry professionals who, yes, it was a Christian conference, but they didn't strictly represent or publish only Christian titles. And that was what I was really interested in. So
I've known people who have signed clients as a result of just having a great time hanging out, like in the bar food area. I've seen it happen. And
they
so
get their manuscript and hey, they can write. Okay, let's do it.
And maybe it's because it kind of just puts everyone in a just more comfortable spot And that's mm-hmm. how then people act like real humans instead of,
right.
you know, another tip, and this is for people who can't really go to a conference setting, and that is to be present on their professional social media. There are people whose names I know and who I'm kind of familiar with simply because they interact with my agent page. Mm. I've never met these people. I don't know necessarily even what they look like, but I know their names and I've interacted with them. And so we have like that foundation. Right. I've known authors who have snagged agents by just interacting with them on Twitter. I've known authors who have gotten in with big name best-selling authors, like for endorsements and stuff, just by interacting on Twitter.
Right.
So being present on an agent's professional social media can get you that in. And if anything, they're going to, you know, give you a little bit more attention, you know, if one day you decide to query them.
Right.
Another tip for how to win over a literary agent is to do your research. I mean, nothing is more off-putting than someone messaging me through my agent page and asking me what my submissions guidelines are. It's like, just go to our website. Like, they're right there. Or asking me, like, do you represent fiction? Look, I don't hide this information. It's out there. It's on my Facebook page. It's on our website. I have my email address on my Facebook page. I am not trying to make it hard for you to contact me.
Right.
But people, they don't want to put in the work. They just want to ask me how to do everything. And I don't have time to respond.
No.
So do your research, and that will help you win them over. If you can tell me, I picked you because I saw that you represented this book and I loved this author and I saw what you did here. Like, man, that makes me feel really good. So I'm like, okay, I want to give you more of my time because you are really nice.
Right. Exactly.
And then finally, a big one is you can win over an agent by taking their advice and implementing it. I've found, like, if someone rejects my advice or pushes back on it, or even just pushes for a decision before they've spent time with my advice,
right,
that's a big turn off. I say, hey, you need to fix X, Y, and Z about your platform. And then, like, a week later, okay, I fixed everything. No, you didn't. Like, none of time has passed. Or people who just insist, okay, yeah, like, I promise I'll do that. I promise I'll do it. But can we please just sign together? No, like, I'm not going to sign you based on a promise that you're going to do the work. Mm-mm. You need to do the work first.
Yep.
And I mean, every time I've given in and signed someone preemptively like that, it has been a terrible situation. And they've just, I think, ended up regretting the fact that we signed, because it kind of ruined everything. So take their advice, take your time and implement it, and then come back and show me, hey, I took 6 months, like you said, I reworked my social media. Here are my results. Boom. Awesome. Like,
right.
either I'm going to sign you, or it's going to be revealed that you've got more work to do.
Right.
And either way, it's important to know that, because you want to go with your best foot forward with publishers. So
right.
It's a win-win. So all in all, just be a human, just be normal, take it seriously, treat agents with respect and they will treat you with respect. And if you ever have a chance to take a picture of me with a wrestler, do it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gatecrashers podcast. If you like what you hear, leave a review and be here next week for a brand new episode.